Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So for those who are, you know, building their businesses right now, I think, what is it, like 80 to 90% of all new businesses fail, something like that?
Yes, within their first 2 years.
Right. So how can somebody increase the chances of having a more successful business?
I think that there's a few key ingredients to every organization succeeding. And I think that, first of all, you need to go into business knowing that it's going to be hard and knowing that it's going to be most likely a bust. Mm-hmm. I've done so many companies that just don't work. And you see Capital Club now doing millions of dollars, thriving. That wasn't my first rodeo show. It's just it, part of the game. So first, understanding that when you begin your entrepreneurship journey, you're going to take a lot of L's. And that's totally okay. You can't treat yourself as somebody that's supposed to be winning all the time when you are in learning stage. So what I see a lot of entrepreneurs do is they go into the game thinking that they're going to make millions of dollars right off the bat, become the hottest guy in the game. They don't really want to earn their stripes. They don't want to really work for it. They don't want to season themselves. And when you become inexperienced and you go into the marketplace, that's when you get punched. It's like playing at a level that you're not allowed to play in the marketplace and in business. You will only be able to be at the level that you deserve to be at. If not, you will be smoked out. Mm-hmm. The con artists always get caught out. They always get caught. So you need to be authentic where you're currently at, and then focus on leveling up your skills. Now, what are the skills that if you're getting started with your business or if you want to run a successful business, you need to take in mind? There are three types of skills. First is income producing skills. You need to focus on how to make money. It's fine if you have a vision. It's fine if you have goals. But if you can't feed these goals, then nothing's going to happen. So you need to focus on income producing skills. Learn how to sell, learn how to persuade, and learn how to talk to people. If you can learn these three things, most of your coverage when it comes to selling, producing income, is going to take place, period. Two is your income management skills. You need to be able to manage the money that actually comes in. You need to learn basic accounting. You need to learn basic law, like how do I file an EIN correctly? Mm-hmm. How do I actually open up a bank account the right way? What are the banking rules and policies that I need to follow in order to be in good standing? How do I make sure the IRS understands what my business is doing and that it's completely transparent? So you need to have your cash management skills in check. You need to have your income producing skills, and you need to have your estate/wealth preservation skills, which is learning how to invest, learning how to buy real estate. These are the three pockets: create, multiply, preserve. So you need to learn how to create money, which is very simple: sweat, time, energy, and attention. You can't cut it. Like, you have to put in the hours, but then you have to go into multiplication stage. It's a completely different set of skills. Some people are here and they never get out of the hustle. They're always hustling. But at some point you have to transition, which means you need a different framework of mind. You need different skill sets. What are those skill sets? You need to be more aware of finance. You need to be more aware of your bankroll. You need to be more aware of your expenditure. When you have a lot of money, bro, you're not managing your cash flow and your expenses, assuming that money's always going to come in. So if you're making money but not multiplying it, you're always giving up your time. Now you're multiplying your money. If you don't know how to keep it, you're wasting your time when you were creating it. Mm-hmm. So mindset needs to be completely different. You need to evaluate where you currently are in your life and ask yourself, how do I get to the next stage? And evaluate the people that are the next stage and ask them. Simple. Ask people. I ask people so many questions. I have my bankers that manage my money, my wealth management bankers. I ask them questions like, hey, do you have like any advice on how I should invest my money? Do you have any advice on like how I should wire money? Do you have any advice on how I should talk to other bankers? And I asked these guys for advice on how to get to the next level. Mm-hmm. So what do you need to do? Find those people, put yourself in the right rooms. What did we talk about? Selling, persuading, networking. That is the basis. What are you selling people on? Sell people on the ability to help you. Sell people on the ability to give you the right information to get to the next level, right? It's all relationships. So learn how to create money, build a sustainable business. There's three ways to build businesses: digital businesses, physical businesses, or you can have services. That's it. Pick one. Services tends to be low risk, high reward, because it's just a lot of hustle. Like, you can go render a service, but you have to expend time. On the multiplication stage, learn how to invest, learn about dividends, learn how to buy real estate. And on the multiplication stage is learn how to build, you know, CDs or cash deposits, learn how to buy T-bills, and learn how to buy a little bit more solid, less kind of insanity, some gold, some Bitcoin, buy some other currencies. But these require all different frameworks. And I think that people, what they want to do is all these things at once. Mm-hmm. So they're like, I want to make money, but then I also want to invest the money. I want to get super rich. It's like, no. There's a reason why the billionaires have white hair. And that, I think, is the big premise of this entire podcast. And we can kind of wrap it with that, which is the journey of a glitch, the journey of becoming somebody. It's lifelong.
Yeah.
Becoming wealthy. Like, our objective here shouldn't be we do one podcast and it's over. It's we build a relationship, right? This is the beginning of a relationship, of a friendship, of hopefully 40, 50, 60 years down the road, I can see you succeeding, right? So my hope is that you don't just succeed today with this podcast, but that this podcast is a stepping stone towards whatever is the future goal, and that your goal is to do long-term business with long-term people. And you want to do long-term business, not this side hustle shit. So long-term perspective, be calm with yourself, understand that it's a journey. Look at all the rich people, realize that they have white hair. And the only guy that doesn't have white hair, they're like the super geniuses.
Yeah.
And that you most likely are not going to fit that category. So with enough time, enough dedication, laying these bricks consistently, focusing on income producing skills, multiplication skills, preservation skills, and just taking it a day at a time, being authentic, understanding that the system is the system, but most times the system that we cause and the self-damage that we cause is worse than what comes from the outside. And if we can regulate these things, regulate ourselves, then we can actually be in control of our lives. We can't control a ton of the variables, but at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you said, well done, what else matters?
Yeah, no, that's an amazing way to put it. And that's really interesting. It's very interesting in the fact, you know, you can't do everything, and yes, you have to start somewhere.
Yeah, and you have to pick what you want to do.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity cost. Like, you just have to pick what you're going to do. You can't take every train. So your goal is to do what? Apply the scientific method to evaluate what's the best train to take. Mm-hmm. What is the best vehicle for me to get to my goal? Maybe your goal isn't to get rich. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe your goal is to become healthy. You can have a different goal at a different time. Wow.
Yeah.
You can change your goal tomorrow. You're not bound to your goal. You're not bound to your identity. Mm-hmm. So maybe today you just have to get fit. Maybe tomorrow your goal is to have a good attitude. Maybe the next day you know what I mean? Today, yeah, I was in the Uber coming here, and I literally did 20 minutes of breath work intentionally because I just wasn't feeling good. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I had a lot of shit going on, but that was my task for the moment. I wasn't about making money.
You wouldn't have known when you walked in, so.
Well, then we're good.
It was a goal achieved.
Then we're good.
Then everything is
achieved, right? So the thing is, there's a harmony of life, and there's so many things to balance in life, and to treat yourself with compassion, to treat yourself as a student of life, to treat yourself as somebody that's on the journey. And we can band together, be humble, be honest, be fucking human, and understand that we're all trying to figure this out on this fucking, whether it's a ball of mud or a plate of mud running through space, who fucking knows, or a shape of a Dorito. Doesn't really make a difference. The point is, we're all in this shit together. So we might as well have a good time, work collectively, build together, be authentic, be good people, and hopefully we don't nuke each other in the process.
Yeah, well said.